Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I just want to congratulate him on the great job he's done with Homeland Security, and I have no doubt that he will be an absolutely superb chief of staff.
Kelly, chief of staff, thin the herd, the mooch out, Anthony Scaramucci out of White House communications director job. A whopping 10 days. A whopping 10 days. Probably made himself about 5-10 grand, and out he goes. I don't know who's going to take his place. Is it going to be interim? It's going to be somebody. I mean, it really doesn't matter at this point in time. What matters is the guy that is now chief of staff at the White House seems to want to do things in the adult manner, which I think it oftentimes has not been done in the White House. It's gone a little sideways at times. But the mooch, man, he wasn't around very long, but why he's gone, I think it's evident why he's gone. Let's be real. Do we really need to sit here and ask and break down why he's gone?
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
And that is in the interview he gave on The New Yorker, where he said some not so nice things about a lot of people that are in the White House, some of which aren't there anymore. One of them he talked about was Steve Bannon. And you got to tread carefully there. I thought, man, if one of the few people I thought would be early gone would be Bannon. But Bannon is that, you know, he's the... Look, Darth Vader wasn't the king, right? You ever watch that? It's always that weird guy with the bald head wearing the shroud. Had more powers than Vader.
Now you must watch what I do.
That guy. He's there still. Kelly's there. Kelly's going to right this ship. One of the things Trump talked about is the fact that he didn't want, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the replacement for Sean Spicy Spicers, and to kind of burden Kelly with stuff like, I don't know, having to answer all the time whether Mooch was doing something crazy.
He didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession, but General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House, and all staff will report to him.
I don't want to that either. I'm glad, though. This was a smart move. I don't want to sit here and debate it all day. We've talked about it. It's a smart move. Guy should never have been there. I look at management and I say, this was on you. This is on you. You hired poorly. This was on you. Should never have hired this guy. This guy should have been nowhere near the White House. You want to have him over for dinner because he's a pal of yours. Fantastic. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. If you want to put him on some advisory board where he's nowhere near a microphone, go ahead. Knock yourself out. Make him White House communications director, that was poor. Mooch, though, was around long enough to give us great and fantastic sound bites. And every interview, and there was a plenty in those times, was interesting, to say the least.
I've interviewed most of the assistants to the president. I have a very, very good idea of who the leakers are, who the senior leakers are in the White House. But the White House leaks are small potatoes relative to Syria or North Korea or leaking things about Iraq. Those are the types of leaks that are so treasonous that 150 years ago, people would have actually been hung for those types of leaks. As you know from the Italian expression, the fish stinks from the head down. But I can tell you two fish that don't stink, and that's me and the president. You want to talk about the chief of staff, we have had odds, we have had differences. Some brothers are like Cain and Abel. I'm committed, as is the president, to building as clean of a shop as possible. No more dirty pool, no more dishonesty, no more ha-ha-ha to your face and then stab you in the back. Okay, we're New Yorkers. We don't want to run the place like that.
Call Donald Trump a hack.
He's a hack politician.
You're in trouble now.
I'll tell you who he's going to be president of. You can tell Donald, I said this, the Queens County Bullies Association. You got to cut it out now and stop all this crazy rhetoric.
It's over for the Mooch. Good for all of us. Over for the Mooch. He was interesting. He was, you know, he was great fodder for late night television for those few days he was on. He's great for the Sunday shows, but he didn't do anything other than just insult everybody. And I don't want to hear that it was a great way to bring somebody in to thin the herd. That's a bunch of crap. Right. If you're the president of the United States and you want to get rid of Reince Priebus, you fire him. If you're the president of the United States and you think Sean Spicy Spicerson isn't doing the job that you want him to do, you fire him. But remember, those are your hires. So take that into account. It's chaos over there. It's embarrassing at times. Not afraid to say it. I praise the president when he should be praised, but when there is reason to say, I think this is bad, you point out that this is bad, and I think this has been bad. Like the way that a lot of this stuff has been handled has been poor, to say the least. And the Mooch was, so far, I think the poorest of them all. Now you've got to go out there and you've got to do a job, and you've got the support of a lot of people, and that's a very good thing. That is a very, very good thing. Kellyanne Conway.
If we can have protocol, pecking order, order, discipline, and a chief of staff that empowers the staff to succeed. And so we have great faith that that will be done.
We'll see. I think so. I think this guy's going to do the right thing, but I definitely think he's got his hands full. John Kelly does. He's going to have to look around at an already somewhat thinned herd. Some of that's by design. Notice that there's still a lot of cabinet positions sitting out there and a lot of stuff in the administration unfulfilled. They're just sitting there. Those jobs need to be filled, and they're unfilled right now. What are we going to do with those things? He's got a lot to do, John Podesta.
General Kelly will have his hands full to end the chaos, to get some discipline in this White House, and that's going to be exceedingly difficult to do.
It is. But I think if anybody can do it, I think he can. I think he absolutely can. And along the way, he's also got something hanging over his head when it comes to this administration, and that is the Russia baloney, the nothing burger, the no there there, whatever you want to call it, that's still out there. And he's going to have to deal with that. And he needs to be the buffer at this point in time between the White House and the investigation. Needs to get in front of the president and say, let it handle it. Let it handle itself. Let it handle itself. And quite frankly, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. President, you don't bring guys like this in to a situation without looking for something that you can prosecute. You don't want to walk away and go, we got nothing. They'll find some. Now, it's not going to be for collusion. It's not going to be for any of the things that a lot of people out there would love to find. But it may be something with your son or a business deal or Kushner that they'll find something. Washington Post is reporting tonight that Trump actually dictated the statement that his son put out there when it came to meeting with the Russian lawyer. The misleading statement. Trump actually dictated it for his son. So they're going to push this game, and they're going to push this envelope, and they're going to play with it. Let it happen. You know what's going to cure all this? Stock markets sitting at a new high. People are enjoying themselves, and they're seeing their 401ks rise. Businesses are reporting profits that are record-breaking. They got smiles on their face, double digits, some profits. People seem to feel like the economy is moving in the right direction. Now it's time, even though you haven't done healthcare the way you wanted it, now it's time to get on to tax reform, to get on to immigration, to get on to several of those other things that you've wanted to do, that you talked about along the way on the campaign trail, and to put it right. Do those things, Let everything else play itself out. Winning cures all ills. And you do this right, and people are sitting there. You've got record low unemployment, and you actually have real number unemployment, not the fake numbers they put out there. And people feel good, and they see a rise in their paycheck, and the economy starts to move forward, and you see 3, 4% GDP. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? Nobody cares about the other stuff. Nobody does. Nobody does. Let me handle the rest when it comes to the leakers. Let me handle the rest when it comes to all of this other stuff, and we can get it done. And hopefully he empowers him to do that. Hopefully he does. Because there needs to be some stability in this White House, in this administration. There does. There's not any. I don't care what anybody says. And if I'm him, I'd say from now on, we handle stuff in-house. We try it my way for a while, and then if it goes south, then you know what? You want to go to the people and you want to throw somebody under the bus on Twitter, go for it. But let's try a different way first, because this thing isn't going the way that I think a lot of people thought it was going to go. So let's do it this way first, and then we'll see what we do from there. A little bit more subtle in the first few movements before we decide, hey, let's throw the knockout blow. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. People of size. Nutritional overachievers. Fat people. This one's for you. Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
I will do whatever the president and our new chief of staff, General Kelly, ask me to do.
Oh, will you? That's my soundbite of the day. Brought to you by Dirty Thoughts. Today's National Orgasm Day, Phil, just to let you know that. Chad, I didn't make it up. I make these things up. Jeez, you guys act like I make it up. My goodness, Kellyanne Conway, you are naughty. Naughty. All right, people of size, you know who you are. There's a new amusement park that opened up in Alabama. 21 rides. And there's some restrictions. If you're large and in charge, you can't ride some of these rides. If you're a person of size, not a person of color, not a person of sexual orientation that may be different than others. No. If you were somebody who has nutritionally overachieved, you know what I'm talking about out there. Yeah, you could be restricted from going on this. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who is like, you know, 5'10 and 200 pounds, you know, with like a 36 to 30 inches waist. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about biggins. I'm talking about people who sweat in the cold. I'm talking about people who have an oxygen tank, little scooters. I'm talking about that. And there's even some height restriction based on some of the rides because they just don't feel it's safe if somebody's like 6'9", that the stuff that they have, that is, it's fit properly. And I've got no problem with that. And a lot of people say, oh, this is not an amusement park for fat people. No, probably not then. And I have no problem with that. Because just because you are pleasantly plump doesn't mean that other people have to suffer potentially should something malfunction. And they've cited on more than a few occasions some of the reasons why, because of accidents that have been fatal over the last several years, and that many of the findings have come out because the equipment couldn't be properly secured to the person because of their size, their girth, their enormity, whatever you want to say, because of their fatness. And I got no problem. And people, oh, they're hammering. And this is, look, here's the thing. If you really want to ride that roller coaster, then find out a way to do it. I don't want to be sitting next to some fat ass who, as we go around the little loop-de-loop, his thing flies free or her thing flies free, and she grabs onto mine, and all of a sudden this thing comes wibbly-wobbly because she decided she needed 400 moon pies throughout her life.
I have a thyroid problem.
I don't want to hear it. Do some people out there? Yes. But for a lot of people, they overachieve on their own. They make poor choices. And again, this isn't about the person that is 6'1", 230 pounds, maybe could lose 20, 30. I think that's a lot of us out there, myself included. But if you can't see your feet, right? If you can't see your feet, if you have a gravitational pull, if you have to have a scooter to go from point A to point B because the stems the good Lord have provided you can no longer hold up the mountainous size of your upper half, then you know what? Maybe it's time to make better choices. And you shouldn't be on a roller coaster anyway. What if you're in the back and the roller coaster starts to go and all of a sudden it can't go all the way around the loop-de-loop and then we go back through it and you've stalled out, but wait a minute, they fired off the next one and now we're going to get hit. Why? Because of your fat ass. All right. There you go. I don't see a problem with it. It's about other people's safety. It's not just about your enjoyment. And you know who you are out there. Not saying you're bad people. People will read into that. I'm not. You're not bad. Well, some of you may be bad. Some of you just may be. Look, you'd be, whether you're thin or fat, you'd be a horrible person. But for a lot of you, no, it's not. And all of us, again, myself included, could stand to lose some LBs. But the equipment works properly. And shouldn't that be what it's about? I think that's what it should be about. People freak out, though. Well, Chad, that's mean. That's honest. It's not your stuff. Somebody else's stuff. Why should they break? I'd say the same thing if it comes to a horse. You want to come from a horseback riding school that I have and you weigh 400 pounds and the horse takes two steps out there and then its little legs give away? That's not fair to the horse. I know you want to ride a horse. Well, guess what? Now you got a goal. Lose some weight so you can ride the horse so the horse doesn't die. It's not being rude. It's being honest. Text the program 323-538-2423. And if you have got one of those scooters and you got a handicap sticker, it should make you park further away. And the little blue sticker thing with the white guy on it or gal should just be bigger. Chad, you're a jerk. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The president himself is always going to be the president. I was in the Oval Office with him earlier today, and we were talking about letting him be himself, letting him express his full identity.
You know who's not going to be the White House communications director? If he's a Scaramucci, you're right. By the way, CBS reported he was escorted from the White House premises. They don't even trust you to get out of there on your own. It's like, I know my way. I'll show myself out. Nah, you know what? We don't trust you. Maybe you're a potential active shooter. We're going to take your ass out. Wow. That is whap, whap, wah, 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 wah. If you didn't hear, Scaramucci lasted all of 10 days, dazzling everybody with his wit and charm. It was too much. Too much wit. Too much charm. Too much. You know it is. Too much of a good thing. We've seen it. By the way, a lot of people are texting in. Laughing and at the same time saying how mean I... Producer Phil, was I mean to people of size?
No, not at all, because I can feel the pain.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I mean, we've all nutritionally overachieved every once in a while. Again, We have. I'm not the first person. I stand up and say, look, I can stand to lose 20, 30 pounds, but I'm not disgusting. But we were talking about 4 minutes of the break. There's a place in Alabama. It's got 21 rides. Just opened up last week, and there's restriction, size restriction. It has nothing to do with your height. You know, like, you got to be this size to ride this. It's hey, if you look awful and you can't get on this ride, and when we pull the bar down, you know, there's just no way that this is going to be safe, then you can't ride this. And I agreed, you know, but I took a few other extra shots. I'll admit, at times I've been known to poke fun at people. So I'll just take a deep breath there. I love it. He's gone. Hey, crime is something that is... I talk about crime, you know, and incarceration. I've talked about it before, and I'll talk about it again. I think that we, just like the war on drugs, we need to figure it out. We need to sort this out in a much better way. And California tried to do something. And I bring California up because other states are trying to do something similar, where nonviolent offenders get to leave jail. That maybe their felonies get reduced to a misdemeanor, and they let them go free. But like with everything in California, they take it and they do something stupid and they break it. And that was no different here.
Passed by voters in 2014, Prop 47 reduces some felonies to misdemeanors and limits jail time for many crimes. The Association for LA Deputy Sheriffs and Association of Deputy District Attorneys has come out in opposition of the law. Deputy District Attorney Mark DeBow says a new study shows because of Prop 47, more criminals are on the street. In LA County last year, there was a 31% drop in bookings for property crime and 68% fewer bookings for drug offenses.
Now, I bring this up because I think we have to tackle crime in a different way. The circle of poverty continues because we have too many people in prison who really, they've done something stupid. It's a nonviolent crime, and a lot of times it has to do with weed and stupid stuff like that, and they have a problem. And or it's just stupid that they're in there, and weed is one of those things where I think it's absolutely asinine and stupid that anybody's in jail for it. But I digress. It's not the way it was set up and sold to the public when they voted on it. These were going to be nonviolent offenders. Yet the more I read, the more that I see that that's not true. And they're supposed to take in essentially the whole body of work when it comes to people. And this isn't parole for parole. This isn't like what OJ had. This is looking at somebody and saying, does that person really need to be here? Because they don't pose a threat to society. And they did something stupid when it comes to marijuana based on the stupid laws we have here and the archaic laws and the way that we look at stuff. But for all intents and purposes, that person doesn't pose a threat. Or does that person need to be here really? Because he or she, they fell on tough times. They did some stuff where they wrote some bad checks and it's not a good thing. But they don't pose a threat and they're costing us tons of money to house and to feed and medical and the whole nine yards. They really need to be here. But instead, what I'm reading is why those people may have done one or two small things. People that have a laundry list of violent crimes are being thrown at this board and they're saying, well, it was a parole violation. That's why they're here. Not realizing the parole that that person was in there for was what? A crime of violence? A crime where you do pose a threat to society. And now they're saying police are stepping back and saying, why should we even arrest anybody if there's zero consequences?
Why? DeBow says because if there's no punishment, law enforcement has no reason to arrest them.
They have no motivation since nothing is being done to these people. In fact, they are committing crimes with virtual impunity because there are no consequences.
There needs to be consequences. Absolutely. There needs to be consequences. I agree 110%. We need to have consequences. But at the same time, we've got a lot of people in prison that cost us a ton of money. And I'm about saving money. I'm about saving dollar bills. I'm about putting money elsewhere. And we need to rethink the way that we approach it. There are people that deserve to be in prison, should stay in prison for a very long time, should never see the light of day, who are very bad individuals, both male and female. And there's a lot of people in prison that are going to get out that have even done some bad stuff, some very bad stuff. Dare I say even murder? Yes. Most of the people you see or hear about in prison will at some point in time get out. But there's a lot of other people that just are in prison for stupid stuff. Well, that's the law. Come on. 55 is the law. You drive 55 everywhere you go? Well, that's totally different. Stupid. It is. It is absolutely stupid and asinine. But at the same time, if the police aren't going to arrest people, and I've talked to cops and said, look, by the time that I would arrest that guy and get him in and book him and do the whole nine yards, by the time everything's said and done and the ink's drying, guess what? That person's out. We don't have a place to house them. Or when we do, it's crowded. It's ridiculous. It's insane. We've got to do better. But California is showing you why we can't trust the government with any of the stuff that they say they're going to do. Because at some point in time, the road to hell is paved with good intentions and they will screw it up. And then you get situations like this.
Alicia Jeffries says it's hard enough caring for her 13-year-old son with cerebral palsy. So when someone was caught on camera stealing Damien's specially made bike last January, her heart dropped. And when prosecutors told her the suspect was a repeat offender, released early by Prop 47, she was livid.
He got out early and he was able to go out and do more crime. And we were the victim of that.
Remember, most of the people in prison are going to get out. Most of the people that you see, some 90% of the people that are housed in prisons across the country in jails, are going to get out at some point in time. And I am good with looking at people and saying, you know what? You've got virtually no history with crime. You made one mistake. You being in here is ridiculous. The chances of you doing anything else is slim to none. And having a felony is going to make it harder for you to live, so dropping it down to a misdemeanor and getting you out of here so you can get back on with your life, I got no problem with that. I think that that, to me, is just a smart way of doing business in life and the way that we've got to do it nowadays. Because the cost of housing people is insane. We spend more money on prisoners than we do on students. Think about that for a second. We spend more money on prisoners than we do on students. That's nuts. We've got to do better. We go from one prison situation to another one. And for all of you who are all champions of sanctuary cities because of this, that, or the other, oh, because they're heroes or because whatever it is, this is going to end poorly. And I'm going to give you two examples of why the people out there who dream of sanctuary cities are going to find that it's going to come back and bite them in the ass. Because, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
31-year-old Sergio Martinez appeared in a special jail smock for arraignment today. He's been in the Multnomah County Jail before and once alluded to a suicide attempt, according to court documents. He's charged with sex abuse, sodomy, burglary, robbery, assault, and kidnapping. The charges come after he allegedly attacked a 65-year-old woman in her Northeast Portland home Monday morning, then later attacked another woman in a parking garage also in Northeast Portland.
Solid individual. Been deported numerous occasions. So there's a guy in Portland, should have been deported on numerous occasions. ICE says, hey, we want that guy. Police chief says, you're not getting him. We're letting him go because we're not here to do your job. You're not going to use our jails and our prisons to do your job. Gets out, goes and does this. There's your sanctuary right there. There is your sanctuary. And by the way, this guy, pretty familiar with how the whole situation works.
Martinez is a frequent flyer in the immigration system. Court records show he's been deported and returned 20 different times. He served a year in prison in California for a burglary 9 years ago, but it's hard to tell if any of his other crimes earned him jail time or just more deportations. He's being held on nearly $2 million bail.
Yeah, so that's the way that worked. They set him free because they didn't want to violate his sanctuary city rights because he's a protected species. Let me tell you how this ends. First and foremost, the ones that you really want to protect out there, the ones that you claim that you care so much about, the ones who broke the law and coming here illegally, but did it because they want a better life for their family or their children or whatever it is that they came here for. Guess what? They're going to be the ones that get popped Because you see, ICE is going to have nowhere to operate. And then what's going to end up happening is they're going to go in the streets. They're going to have to do their job. And the ones that you purported to need to help so much because it's all that you care about, because you have this heart that's bleeding with love and empathy for all humanity, especially those that are here illegally, they're going to get popped. Second thing that's going to end up happening is cities are going to start to be sued left, right, and center because you knew this person was a offender. You knew this person should have been deported. You knew this person had a warrant and ICE was coming to get them, yet you let them go. And because of that, they went out and committed a crime, rape, murder, whatever it is. So we're going to hold you accountable. So we're going to catch the people that you say you want to help protect, because again, they're a protected species and have far more rights than us. And the second thing that you're going to do is you're now going to get sued, and you're going to have to pay tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, and dare I say at times millions of dollars out to victims of people that you had in custody, but because you saw it fit to release them because you didn't want to violate their sanctuary civil rights, sanctuary city civil rights, this is what happens? Wow. That sounds like fun. That sounds like a recipe of disaster. But enjoy it. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and those good intentions are going to cost you the people you want to help, who you have empathy for, and millions of dollars. Hope it's worth it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Wrap it up. Find out what we learned today, the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Hello. I work in customer service with issues related to mobile bank ID and got new customers with their first SEB interactions. I can understand the intent of your question and I am looking for an answer based on my training and experience. I am always at work, 24/7, 365 days a year. I am service-minded and eager to learn.
That right there is the new robo-banker. They're coming for all the jobs, kids. They're coming for all the jobs. Ida, of course, is not a human being, but a robo-banker from the new that's being rolled out by SEB AB, one of the biggest banks in Sweden. The goal is to give actual humans more time to engage in complex tasks, meaning we can get rid of the people who do the run-of-the-mill stuff, because this person can now do the run-of-the-mill stuff. And by person, I mean Ida or ID or whatever they call her. And everything else, the complex stuff, the stuff that, you know, people really get paid the money to do, they can handle that. We'll save ourselves tons of money. There you go. It's a win-win for everybody. Adi's going to help us out. There you go. It's a winner. No, they're coming. They're coming. I it's the world we live in. And you know what we're going to hear more and more of? We're going to hear more and more of this, that we're going to need that, you know, we're going to have, you know, some sort of wage, you know, some sort of universal wage that we hand people. It's the only way. And I think that's a bunch of crap. And I'll tell you why, because people are stupid. People are stupid. You cannot trust people. You can't. You can't. They may have a part-time job, and you give them $1,000 a month, they're going to piss it all away. And then they're going to be like, I'm broke. What am I going to do now? Who's going to help me? I've lost my money. I gave it all away. What am I going to do? And people who are smart, they'll do the right thing with it. Because people are stupid, inherently, as we found out today over and over again. People aren't the sharpest tools in the shed, and they do dumb things. So they're coming. They're coming for your jobs. They're coming for everybody's jobs. Phil, they're coming for our jobs. Get ready for it, dude.
I wouldn't be surprised. I can almost pick you up and whatever you want to do then, but...
Something's wrong with that robot. It's malfunctioned. Producer Phil. Oh, no. What we learned today, kids, we learned a lot of good stuff. We learned that fat people shouldn't ride certain rides, right? How about that? Now you know, because it's embarrassing and it's funny and it's potentially dangerous. Yeah. We learned that even though governments think they're doing the right things in certain situations, the road to hell is paved with their good intentions and things go south, whether it be the way that they release certain criminals who've done something that is stupid and really shouldn't be in prison. And they don't really pick those. They end up picking the wrong kind of criminals who get out. And then guess what? They reoffend. Oh, my goodness. That sanctuary cities are anything but a sanctuary for people that are law-abiding citizens and residents in a lot of places. We learned that in Indiana and Indianapolis that you can maybe go to a school that'll give you a chance to decide for yourself whether or not you should have the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that's an okay thing. And that the mooch got the pooch from General Kelly. We learned a lot today, kids. We learned more than your average bear would teach you on More Than Your Average Bear Show. You can follow along always at Chad Benson Show. Tweet at me. Text us always, 323-538-2423. Like us on Facebook. Back again tomorrow with more sweet ninjutsu moves like never before. For my man Anthony, for my man Phil, my name is Chad Benson. As always, I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.